This weekend's surprise announcement of an interim deal over Iran's nuclear program caught a lot of people off guard. Six nations, including the U.S., Germany, France, and Russia, took part in the negotiations, and it's the first time that America and Iran have signed a diplomatic agreement of any kind in more than 30 years. But the AP reports that it came after a long period of highly covert talks between the White House and the Iranian government. Talks so secret, even Congress wasn't privy to them. Matthew Lee, diplomatic correspondent for AP News, has the story. And Matt, we'll dive into the cloak and dagger in just a minute. But first, start by telling us what's really in the deal that was signed this weekend.
Well, this is a deal that I think that has been crafted so that both sides, the Iranians and then their Western negotiating partners, can claim is a significant victory. It gives Iran what it can call significant sanctions relief and what the West can say is only very modest relief. And at the same time, it puts some curbs on Iran's nuclear program, which Iran can claim are modest, but the West can claim are significant.
So I'm seeing that, $7 billion in relief for international sanctions for Iran in exchange for, as you said, those curbs on uranium enrichment and other nuclear activity. But there's only a six-month deadline on this. Explain this. It's an interim agreement.
The 6 months is very important because these next 6 months, we're going to see whether Iran is willing to comply with the interim deal, and if it isn't, that's going to be a pretty big problem. Even if it is, though, the diplomacy is really going to have to crank into overdrive because there are a lot of unanswered questions in this interim deal, and there's a lot of unhappiness with the interim deal because both in Congress and in Israel, they just feel that it doesn't go far enough, that Iran didn't give up enough, that it's still allowed to continue to enrich uranium, and still allowed to continue other nuclear work. So I think that we're gonna see some pretty intense diplomacy over the course of the next 6 months, and whether they can get to this end deal is really still a big question.
Mm. Now, for some external viewers, they may be surprised by how quickly this round of talks went. But I understand that you'd been tipped off 7 months ago, back in March, that there were secret talks going on between the U.S. and Iran.
That's right. We learned back in March that the Obama administration had begun a very risky diplomatic outreach, very clandestine. Trips were being made one trip was made to the Gulf state of Oman, where some senior administration officials met with Iranian officials as a way to try to test whether the Iranians were actually willing to meet and talk bilaterally with the United States. At that point in time, in March, there were nuclear negotiations going on. They were being held in Kazakhstan, but they weren't going anywhere. And the Iranians, remember at that time, Iran was still led by President Ahmadinejad,
right,
who was very hardline, very antagonistic toward the West. So with the assistance of the Sultan of Oman, who provided the secure venue for these talks, secret talks in March, the Americans tried to test Iran's willingness to engage with them outside of that nuclear negotiation track. That's what happened in March.
So, Matt, the fact that so many of these talks had been going on in secret, even from Congress, for so long, for months, in fact, is quite eye-opening. What do you think is the significance, of this 7 or 8 month backdrop to where we find ourselves today with this interim agreement having happened?
There's a couple of things that I think are significant about the back channel diplomacy. One is that the administration was willing to take this big risk, a very high stakes diplomatic gamble, in talking to the Iranians. The second is that the Iranians were willing to do it themselves. The fact that it was conducted in complete secrecy, I think, is understandable in that it would have caused a huge uproar if word had gotten out, particularly in Israel, that the United States was having secret talks with their most mortal enemy.
Do you think that there will be consequences to the Obama administration, you know, due to that uproar that you just mentioned?
Well, there very well may be. There is great unhappiness, if not outright hostility, to this agreement from members of Congress in both political parties. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has clearly not let up in his criticism. He said that this is a historic mistake, not a historic agreement. He thinks that it makes the world a more dangerous place. And there are quite a few members of Congress who agree with that. And so the blowback to the administration could come in the form of new sanctions that Congress approves, which would probably drive the Iranians away from this agreement that was just reached in Geneva over the weekend, and could really crater the whole thing. On the flip side, with great risk, obviously, can come great reward. And if this outreach, this secret outreach, can result in a rapprochement between the United States and Iran, who have been complete enemies for the last 30 or more years, it could remake the current scenario that we see in the Middle East.
Well, Matthew Lee is diplomatic correspondent for AP News. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.